Ezekiel chapter 41. Then the man brought me into the temple's holy place and measured the doorposts, 6 cubits in width on either side. The width of the doorway was 10 cubits. The wall on each side was 5 cubits in length. Then the man measured the dimensions of the holy place, 40 cubits in length and 20 cubits in width. Then the man went into the very holy place and measured the posts of the doorway, 2 cubits, and the doorway was 6 cubits in width. The walls on either side were 7 cubits in width. Then he measured the room's length, 20 cubits, its width, 20 cubits to the front of the temple hall. Then he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then the man measured the wall of the house. It was 6 cubits thick. The width of each side room around the house was 4 cubits in width. There were side rooms on 3 levels, one room above another, 30 rooms on each level. There were ledges around the wall of the house to support all of the side rooms, for there was no support put in the wall of the house. So the side rooms widened and went around going up, for the house went around higher and higher all around. The rooms widened as the house went up, and a stairway went up to the highest level, through the middle level. Then I saw a raised part all around the house, the foundation for the side chambers. It measured a full stick in height, 6 cubits. The width of the wall of the side rooms on the outside was 5 cubits. There was an open space to the outside of these rooms in the sanctuary. On the other side of this open space were the priest's outer side rooms. This space was 20 cubits in width all around the sanctuary. There were doors into the side rooms from another open space. One doorway was on the north side and the other on the south side. The width of this open area was 5 cubits all around. The building that faced the courtyard on the west side was 70 cubits in width. Its wall measured 5 cubits thick all around, and it was 90 cubits in length. Then the man measured the sanctuary, 100 cubits in length. The separated building, its wall, and the courtyard also measured 100 cubits in length. The width of the front of the courtyard in front of the sanctuary was also 100 cubits. Then the man measured the length of the building behind the sanctuary to its west and the galleries on either side, 100 cubits. The holy place and the portico, the inner walls and the windows, including the narrow windows, and the galleries all around on 3 levels were all paneled in wood. Above the entryway to the inner sanctuary and spaced along the walls, there was a measured pattern. It was decorated with cherubim and palm trees, with a palm tree between each cherub, and each cherub had 2 faces. The face of a man looked toward a palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion looked toward a palm tree on the other side. They were carved all around the entire house. From the ground to above the doorway, cherubim and palm trees were carved on the outer wall of the house. The gate posts of the holy place were square. Their appearance was like the appearance of the wooden altar in front of the holy place, which was 3 cubits high and 2 cubits in length on each side. Its corner posts, base, and frame were made of wood. Then the man said to me, "This is the table that stands before Yahweh." There were double doors for the holy place and the most holy place. These doors had 2 hinged door panels each, two panels for one door and two panels for the other. Carved on them, on the doors of the holy place, were cherubim and palm trees, just as the walls were decorated, and there was a wooden roof over the portico at the front. There were narrow windows and palm trees on either side of the portico. These were the side rooms of the house, and they also had overhanging roofs.